Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In this broadcast and in the following broadcast, we will be examining one important attribute or a name of Allah in the Quran, and that is Allah al-Mudil. That is Allah, the one who leads people astray. Yes, you heard me right. I'm not talking about Satan. I'm talking about Allah, the God of Islam, who leads people astray. Before I read to you that which is written in Quran chapter 17 and verse 16, let me read to you the bold statement which I have put in my translation, the generous Quran. It says, Allah is a deceiver who leads people to sin so that he may destroy them. Allah is a deceiver who leads people to sin so that he may destroy them. This is the true teaching of Allah in the Quran throughout the pages of the Quran. We're not talking about just one verse we misunderstood or we took out of context. I'm talking about the commands of Allah, the decrees of Allah, the teaching of Allah, the work of Allah throughout the pages of the Quran, which causes people to sin so he may send them to hell. And all that to fulfill a statement was given by Allah to Satan at the beginning of creation. And before we get to the deal between Allah and Satan, let me read to you the main point of our study, and that is Quran chapter 17 and verse 16. For there we read, and if we desire to destroy a village, we command its affluence so they live in transgression in it. So the word will be established against it. So we destroyed it with an utter destruction. What word Allah is talking about here? What word which Allah said it will be established in that city? It is the word which Allah spoke to the devil at the beginning of the creation. So in simple word, if Allah desired to punish a city, he will cause the important people of the city, say maybe the leaders or the rich in the city, to sin against Allah. So he will use that as an excuse to punish the entire city. Why? To accomplish the prophecy which Allah gave to the devil at the beginning of the creation. You see, after Allah created Adam, he asked the angels to worship Adam. So all the angels worshipped Adam except Satan. Then Satan came to Allah and he told him, you have led me astray. You have deceived me. Why is that? Because Satan thought he's doing the right thing by not worshipping Adam, because Satan knows that he only worship Allah. So because Allah seduced Satan and Allah causes Satan to do the wrong things, which is the right things in the mind of Satan, Satan refused to worship Adam. So he disobeyed Allah's command. So now Allah punished Satan by throwing him out of heaven. And where is Satan now? He's on earth. So Satan made a deal with Allah. And the deal is that, don't punish me now. Wait for me for a while. And while you're waiting on me to bring me to the day of judgment, I will mislead all the descendants of Adam, except your servants, so that they will also spend eternity with me in hell. And Allah gave him the okay. And Allah told Satan, I will surely fill hell with you and all those who follow you from the descendants of Adam. You may think I'm making this up. No, my friends, that's exactly what Allah stated in the Quran. So let me share with you that story as it is written in Quran chapter 7, beginning from verse 11. For there we read, and indeed we, which is Allah, created you, and you here is Adam. Then we fashioned you, then we said to the angels, "Worship Adam," so they worshiped except the devil. He was not of those who worship. He said, "That is Allah. What has hindered you? You here is the devil that you did not worship when I commanded you." He said, "That is the devil. I am better than him. You have created me from fire and you created him from mud." He, that is Allah, said, "So get down from it. It here is heaven." Because obviously in the Quran we know that Adam was created in heaven. "So it was not for you," Allah continued to speak to the devil, "to be proud in it. So get out. Surely you are of the lowly." He, that is the devil, said, "Delay me until a day they will be raised." He, that is Allah, said, "Surely you are of the delayed." He, that is the devil, said, "Because you have seduced me." Allah seduced the devil? Yes, indeed. "Because you have seduced me, I will surely sit down for them." Who are them here? These are the children of Adam. "I will surely sit down for them on your straight way." Then, in verse 17, the devil continued to say, "I will surely come to them from between their hands and from behind them and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them thankful." In verse 18, he, that is Allah, said, "Get out of it, despised, driven away. To all those who followed you from them, I will surely fill hell from all of you." Allah, in the Quran, seduced the devil, once again, because he ordered all the angels, and I don't know why the devil got involved in that. That's a huge error in the Quran for itself, to worship Adam. So all the angels worshiped Adam except the devil. And because the devil did the right thing, which is to worship Allah alone and not to worship Adam, Allah kicked him out of heaven down to earth. And now the devil made the deal with Allah that he will delay the time of his judgment until the end of time. And in the meantime, Satan, the devil, will do everything he can to seduce many of the descendants of Adam so he can sin against Allah. And Allah made the deal with the devil. "Yes, you can do that, and I will surely fill hell with you and all those who follow you." How can we see that is fulfilled throughout the pages of the Quran? The answer is very simple. This can be done if Allah can introduce himself in the Quran as the one who leads people astray. It is the norm belief, the straight orthodox ideology in Islam, that there is nothing you and I can do except it is what Allah ordained for us to do. Everything about us, I have shared that so many times in the past, it doesn't matter what it is. If you walk or if you run, if you sleep or if you stand, if you cough or if you laugh, if you cry or if you eat or if you drink, everything, even the thoughts of our mind, is already ordained by Allah. Nothing about us from before birth until our death, except it is already described and ordained by Allah. But what is the role of Allah for our guidance? There is not actually too much guidance for us as Christians, because we already ordained to be Christians, infidels, so that we will spend eternity in hell, because we are those who follow the devil, and Allah already made the plan from the beginning. He will surely fill hell with all the Christians, with all the Jews, with all those whom Allah choose to lead astray. Allah lead people astray? Yes, indeed, you heard me right. And that's why I would like to take you to a quick study, not a deep study, because believe me, if I will read to you all these verses from which we learn that Allah leads people astray, and all the interpretation of these verses by Muslim scholars, we can be in that study for weeks and weeks. But I will make it short and sweet.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Here is what Allah stated in the Quran about Himself being the one who leads people astray. The first time in the word of Allah in the Quran we'll learn about Allah to be the deceiver, it is what is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 26. But to understand the context, I would like to read to you verses 25 and 26. In verse 25, we'll read, and Bashir, the word Bashir here is a non-Arabic word from Syriac origin, which means give the good news. So the verse we'll read, and give the good news to those who believed and did good deeds. We have to stop here for a minute. Why? Because what causes people to believe? Allah. What causes people to do good deeds? It is Allah. Why? Because nothing, as I shared earlier, we think or we say or we do except it is already ordained by Allah. So those who got lucky, yes, it is the word luck throughout the Quran, and Allah chose for them to be the believers and Allah chose for them to do good deeds. Here is the good news. What is the good news? That for them are Jannat. Jannat is the word gardens, which is another non-Arabic word from Akkadian, Hebrew, Aramaic language. So the people who will do good deeds, they will have the gardens. By the way, that is what Muhammad meant for heavens. Below them, the rivers flow, like the Garden of Adam. There were rivers there. The Bible talk about four rivers in the Garden of Eden. So it is in the heavens of Islam. Every time they were provided from it, from the garden, a provision of fruit, because there will be lots of fruit in the garden, like it used to be in the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve. They said, this is the provision we had before, and they will be given the likes of it, and they will have in it pure azwaj. And the word azwaj, here we go, another non-Arabic word, which is the wives, non-Arabic word of Greek origin. So what do we have so far in the garden? We have rivers, we have fruit, we have wives, and they will abide in it forever. That is the reward of Allah for those whom He choose to guide. What about the other ones whom He choose to lead astray? That is what we read in verse 26 in Quran chapter 2. For there we read, surely Allah is not ashamed to give a parable about a mosquito or anything above it. For as to those who believe, they will know that it is the truth from their Lord. And as to those who became infidels, so they will say, what does Allah want by this parable? Notice now, the infidels did not choose to become infidels. Why? Because it is Allah who led them astray, so they became infidels. For Allah is the one who causes them to sin against Him, so that He may send them to hell. As we continue to read in verse 26, He, that is Allah, will lead many astray by it. Allah will lead many people astray by that parable which He wrote in the Quran. Yes, indeed, that is what is written in the Quran. And He will guide many by it. So Allah will give a verse in the Quran, a parable, and Allah will take that verse to cause some people to disbelieve in him and to cause others to believe in him. And we continue in the verse, no one would be led astray by it except the transgressors. And who made the transgressors transgressors? Oh, it is Allah. Why? Because once again, nothing comes to any human lives except it is Allah who ordained it to be. It is already written for every human what he or she will go through in their lives. So what do we learn from Quran chapter 2 and verse 26? We learn that Allah chose to lead some people astray so he may send them for eternity in hell. Well, let's move on to another important verse in the Quran to learn about Allah, the best deceiver, the one who leads people astray. And that is concerning what is written in Quran chapter 4 and verse 88. And once again, I have a small tiny sentence here in the bold statement before we read that verse, as I wrote in my translation, Allah deliberately leads people astray. It's not by accident. It's not because people choose to be led astray by living in disobedience to Allah. No. It is Allah who on purpose causes people to be led astray. Here is the word of Allah. That is in verse 88. What is the matter with you? Allah here is speaking to Muhammad and the Muslim believers, that you divided into two groups concerning the hypocrites. Who are the hypocrites? Those are the one whom we call in America moderate Muslims, the Muslim reformers, the loving and the peaceful Muslims. Those are the one who does not believe of killing the Americans, the infidels, the Jews and the Christians, or supporting the jihadi with their money. Oh, Brother Usama, you're making this up. No, my friends. Let me read to you how Allah knows the hypocrites from the Muslim believers. And that is in Quran chapter 3 and verse 167. And there we have the bold statement. Muslims who do not go to war for Allah or support the Muslim jihadi financially are hypocrites. Here is what Allah said, 3:167, and that he might know the hypocrites, and it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we knew how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are clothed on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best what they hide. So some people claimed to be Muslims, and Muhammad or the followers of Muhammad, the Muslims of today, will come to them and say, come help us to kill the infidels of America. So they will say, well, we do not know how to fight. We cannot do that. All right, how about if you contribute financially to help us so we can buy some bombs, so we can hire more Muslim jihadi, so we can send more Muslims to America through the borders, and don't worry, the liberals of America will allow us to bring as many millions of Muslims through the borders so we can destroy the land of the infidels. I mean, Allah is helping us right and left. Just give us some money so we can kill some of the infidels of America. And those who claim to be Muslim believers will say, we don't want to do that. If the Muslims will not help the jihadi by fighting with them or giving them the financial aid, then Allah calls them hypocrites. I know we call them in America moderate Muslims, but in the Quran, Quran chapter 3 verse 167, they are simply pure hypocrites. So now we know who are the hypocrites. Let's go back to Quran chapter 4 and verse 88, where Allah speaking to the Muslim believers and to Muhammad, and he said, what is the matter with you that you divided into two groups concerning the hypocrites when Allah has cast them off? Allah already threw them out. They are no longer part of the nation of Islam. Why did Allah cast them off? Because of what they have earned. Let me give it to you in another word. Because I choose to do so. Why? Because as we said at the beginning of our broadcast, that every man, every woman, every child, every old will think, say, and do of anything. It is exactly because Allah ordained for them to do so. Allah continued to ask the Muslim believers, do you desire to guide those whom Allah has led astray? Are you kidding me? Allah is saying to the Muslim believers, I already led them astray. Why are you divided concerning them? They will never come back to Islam. I made them hypocrites. They will never be true Muslim believers. Will you guide those whom Allah has led astray? And continue in Allah's word, the last portion of that verse, whomever Allah leads astray, so you will not find for them a way. Oh, final word. What is the final answer? It is over for the hypocrites. Why? Once again, whomever Allah leads astray, these are the hypocrites, so you will not find for them a way. So what is the solution for the hypocrites? According to the word of Allah in the Quran, kill them. Kill them all! As much as you will kill the infidels of the West, the Jews and the Christians and others, kill the hypocrite Muslims whom the West thinks they are good Muslims. They are a bunch of hypocrites. I led them astray. Kill them as you kill the rest of the infidels. Oh, come on, Brother Usama. You're making this up. No, my friends. That is exactly what Allah said in Quran chapter 9 and verse 73. As Allah stated, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels, i.e. Christian, Jews, Americans, anyone who does not believe in Islam, and the hypocrites. And be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the final place. Yes, indeed. My dear Muslim friends, do not be divided concerning the hypocrites. I, Allah, already led them astray. You have a job to do, which is very simple. Perform jihad against them. Kill them all as much as you kill other infidels. Quran chapter 9, verse 73 is a clear verse where Allah ordered the Muslim believers to wipe out all the infidels and all the hypocrites. Not only that, but Allah will bring their end to the most evil place, which is hell. And by the way, if you study the interpretation of the word of Allah concerning the seven gates of hell, you will find that Muslim scholars assured us that there are seven hells, and the bottom one, which is the most hottest hell you can ever be, it is ordained for the hypocrites. These are the Muslims who did not fight against the infidels or those who did not support the jihadi financially. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network.
please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.